Simmons poked it from Teague, who's tracking him. Ben slamming for two, and boy, he needed that.
Yeah, NBA straight out. How you going? That's right, it's NBA straight out. It is Thursday, January 21, and I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie Red Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to inaugurate me some money. Here in Larry Armour Studios, getting inaugurated as the host of NBA Australia, giving you the lowdown on all the ins and outs of the NBA season, an NBA season that is delivering some fun. Fun times, tell you what, while repping Australia a little bit. That's what we do here. We also take things a little bit not so serious, because we'll leave that to the nerds, won't we? Righto, Inauguration Day in the US. There's a new president, and today there's a new hero in town, the Sex Man. Also, Cole Anthony. Also, lots of awesome games. So we're going to talk about all of those in the NBA Australia game wraps. Also, talk about no hugs. Ain't no hugs and ain't no use, which is pretty wild. Anyway, we've got also, that's not an eye fold, mate. No, mate, spot of the night, better than Lonzo Ball. Yeah, nah, it's unpopular opinion of the day. Our back takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grill take. We've also got Kiwi Corner, because it is Thursday. We'll check in on how Stephen Adams is going. And then we've got a couple of games to preview for tomorrow, which will be pretty bloody good, if you ask me. Some pearl is tomorrow. What do you say about some top flight head-to-heads? That'll be fun. So we'll pick and preview those, and we'll finish off with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams. Ah, love a good Diary of Stephen Adams. Right, let's get into it, though. Lots of fun stuff today. Episode 534 of NBA Australia. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better! Or you better watch out for the Colin Sexman Sexton attack, if you're Brooklyn. Jeez! Or the, the COVID attack, if you're literally, I don't know, every team still in the NBA. Right, let's start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around. Had a big bunch of paint tipped on my car after yesterday's show. Don't know how that happened. So I went and picked up the squid, had the car parked just behind the daycare, ran in, grabbed the baby, came back out. Someone had somehow managed to tip a shit ton of paint over the back of my car. Don't know what happened. Pretty weird. Spent 2 hours cleaning it off. Had to make a police report. What the fuck is that about? Empty street. No one around. I don't know if it fell off a car. Ah, it's wild. Should post a photo. Looked like Big Bird took a giant shit on top of our car. But that was a pain in the ass. How was your fucking Wednesday evening? Because that was mine. Yeesh. Anyway, but Thursday delivered some awesome games today, didn't it? We'll talk about those in a second. Bit of news. Security. Security is going to enforce the no hugs, no handshakes rules. After the games, NBA's right, we've got too much of the COVID because you're banging too many horny Insta babes. And now you're breathing on each other after the game, but not during the game because it doesn't transmit during the games, you fucking morons. We're all about mitigating risk. That's what we're doing, and that's fine. So good job, NBA, just like really clamping down. Don't know, probably should have been on this from the start, and also should be really fucking hardcore enforcing it, because it's been a bit of a joke up until now. We'll see if it makes any difference. So we had 11 players out of 502 tests league-wide for the old COVID since last week. There were 16 positives the week prior, 11 this time, which begs the question. All right, so out of 502 tests, last week we had 490-odd. Are we testing those? I've already had it. What's happening? Anyway, that also means that the Wizards don't have enough players still. Didn't play today. That game was postponed, and so is Friday's game against Milwaukee. I believe that leaves us at 17 postponed games so far this season. Pretty wild, but at least the Wiz, all four of them left, were cleared to return to the court to get a bit of a practice in. It's like, well, cool. We've got seven dudes who can maybe play. Brutal. Memphis-Portland also got postponed today. So just postponements going left, right, and center, eh? Bit strange, but there you go. Killian Hayes, the Pistons' rook. He's out at least another 8 more weeks coming from his right hip injury, which sucks. From reports, it includes a subluxation in his right hip, which is not great. It's like a weird sort of half fracture, bit of a fracture. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm really not. This might surprise you. And, of course, the big news today was that Kyrie Irving, NBA Kanye, he's back. He dropped 37. Awesome game. But still, right, let's actually do some game reviews. Well, game wraps. What do you reckon? Sound good?
Game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps, game wraps,
game wraps. Right, Brooklyn lost against Cleveland.
Cleveland!
That's right, in Kyrie's return. It was only his second game back there after he got traded like a bajillion fucking years ago. Two overtimes. This game was nuts from the start. Brooklyn just couldn't miss. They went 10 of 10 and then went 0 of 11. It was like a 17-point turnaround by the Cavs, and suddenly they were leading at the first quarter break. It's like, what the fuck? And all they basically led the entire game until the fourth quarter when Brooklyn went, oh, guess we better start playing properly, and turned it on. But Cleveland just kept fucking coming because the sex man is just like, I don't care. Fuck yous. We're going to keep fucking kicking ass and taking names. Brooklyn, look, there's a couple of, spots at the end where it's like, right, regulation. Should we try to win this? And it's like, oh, I don't know if we should. And it was weird. You're like, okay, fellas, if you want to try to win this game, it's probably not a bad idea. You get to the end of the fourth quarter, and basically no one scored for the entire last minute. Larry Nance missed a jumper. Harden misses a three. Sex Man turned it over. There's like a fucking weird timeout call when the Nets challenger call against Kyrie for elbowing Sex Man in the head, and they just, you know, end up having a jump ball, and it's like, oh, okay, so we're just going to overtime. Radical. Bit weird, but Kyrie Irving basically tied it all up. Go to overtime, off we go. And then, you're like, all right, well, Brooklyn, they've got, you know, two MVPs, two NBA champions. What have they got, seven scoring titles between the three of them? They'll figure it out in overtime. They're outscored Cleveland. Nope! Colin Sexton just went, fuck yous. Unbelievable. But it turns out also, defense is important. Who knew? I don't know, everybody, except for Brooklyn. Look, the Nets had a chance to finish this one off in the first overtime. They're up three. There's fuck all time left. And what do? They have one foul. They go, right, we've got a foul to give. We'll do that. Do they use their second foul up three? No, because they're fucking idiots. Unbelievable. So they're up three. There's 9 seconds left. They foul with 5 seconds left. Colin Sexman Sexton gets it in. They don't foul him. He shoots a three, nails it. Game tied. KD, there's like 1.2 seconds left. KD misses the sort of like, you know, baseline weird long two. Second overtime. And this is the thing. After the Cavs went down three, 15 seconds left in that first overtime. Here's their next eight scores. Sexman two. Sexman three. Sexman free throw. Sexman three. Sexman three. Sexman two. Sexman three. Sexman three. He scored 20 consecutive points. They got outscored by 12 in the OT, did the Nets, and the game was over. Colin Sexman looked at your James Harden, your Kyrie Irving, and your Kevin Durant and went, don't give a fuck, mate. I don't mean shit to me. Fuck him. Bang! Unbelievable. He went absolutely fucking 20 consecutive points he scored. He was amazing. They absolutely shit pumped him in that second overtime. He turns into Johnny Storm, and it was amazing. Unbelievable scenes in Cleveland.
Cleveland!
That's right, and it was awesome. So the big three's first game together gets undone by Colin the Sex Man Sexton with a career-high outing of 42 points. But anyway, the Nets get outscored by 12 in the last overtime, basically by Sex Man himself. Absolutely insane. This is also, like, it's not that KD and Kyrie Irving had a bad game, or Harden. He had a triple-double. So KD has 38, 12 and 8, 4 blocks, shoots 12-25. Good shit. Kyrie has 37 in his first game back in a couple of weeks after he went walkabout, old NBA Kanye. Shoots 15 of 28. That's amazing for Kyrie. 3 of 8 from downtown. Harden, triple-double, 21, 10, and 12. He shoots 6 of 14. He didn't even take a shot in the first quarter, which was pretty weird. 3 of 6 from downtown and ends up. But still, El Jefe Green was good. He has 16 and 7, basically playing backup center as well. Next to DJ, after DJ. Joe Harris couldn't find his range. 2 of 12 points. But outside of their starters, nothing else was going. They had 10 points and 4 of 24 from their bench. The Nets did. Ew! Gross! TLC! Maybe don't go chasing waterfalls, Timothy Lualu Cabarrot. Maybe chase some fucking buckets. Oh, 6, mate. What are you doing? Meanwhile, the Cavs, 20 of 40 from downtown. 14-16 turnover differential. Crushed it. Sexman, 42 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, a block on Kevin Durant. 16 and 29 from the floor, 5-11 from downtown. Turns into Johnny Storm, beats the Nets, is a hero. That's fucking awesome. The Sexman, 25-7-7 for Chetty the Jetty. Chetty Osman, on the down low, really good game. Same with Larry Nance, 15-8-5 with 4 steals. Hit some huge threes down the stretch. So I guess you add that to the double revenge game of Jared Allen and Taurean the Red Bull Prince. Taurean had 17 points. Jared Allen, go the fro, had 12 points, 11 rebounds and 4 blocks. Played the last 5 minutes of regulation and both overtimes instead of Andre Drummond. And this was in his debut for the Cavs.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe we should trade Jared Allen instead of DeAndre Jordan, you fucking idiots, Nets.
What are you doing? But even Dotson threw in 5. Dotson? You get a Dotson here? 15 points for him. And look, it was fun. The Cavs were fun. It was awesome. Okoro played a shit game, but they were fun. What a game. Brooklyn just coming up short against Cleveland. Cleveland?
Cleveland!
147, 135, and 2 overtimes. Brooklyn now dropped to 9-7. Cleveland back up to 7-7.
Cleveland!
Unbelievable. There was also a really good game in Indy. As I said, I mean, geez, Dallas just will make short work of Indy. Nobody go back and listen to yesterday's preview. That's not what I said at all. Dallas, kill Indy, 124-112. The Zinger, he was back.
Extreme Zinger meal.
I reckon he was the supercharged Zinger burger today.
Supercharged Zinger burger.
You better believe it. He put the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, in the Hurt Locker. Luka rocks up another triple-dub. Dallas' offense was just too much for Indy. Put him to the sword in the fourth quarter, outscored them pretty handily. But this is it. Indy without TJ Warren. Obviously, they've traded away Victor Oladipo. And don't have his replacement, my sweet baby, Carrots LeVert, just back in. And Miles Turner, though, obviously gone out with a fractured wrist too. So just a little bit much for a team like Indy at the moment. The Pacers, they hit a lot of threes. They went 16-39, but got out-rebounded by 11. Just without Turner out there, you've kind of just got Suva and Goga and not much else. 25-9-4 for Suva. Shot 9 of 15, 3 of 4 from downtown. El Presidente had 26 points. I mean, not bad. 9 of 19. Pretty good. 3 of 9 from 3. Dougie McBuckets had 12 points on 4 of 14 shooting, though, as a starter. That'll do it. Jeremy Old Sleepy Eyes, Jeremy Lamb. He's back. 10 points for him. Juzzy Holiday had 10 as well, and 11 for Azza Holiday. But the Mavs, they only shot 8 of 27 from downtown. But when the Zinger is on one like this,
extreme Zinger meal.
27 and 13 with a block. He shot 12 of 15. The only shots he missed was one from the floor that wasn't a three. Unbelievable. He goes 1 of 3 from downtown. Luka, 13, 12, and 11 for his 30th triple-double. Not bloody bad work from Luka. But Hardaway the Lesser, bounce back game for him. 19 points, hit 3 of 6 from downtown. Trey Burke off the bench as well. Just that spark plug they needed. 22 points. Brunson was good as well from the Mavs. 15 points. Huge win for Dallas. Still without Maxi Kleber, hello. And, you know, a bevy of their players like Josh Richo, Richardson, Dwight Powell, etc. It's like, oh, yeah, well, shit. For them to steal a game like this is pretty fucking massive. So good job. Even Big Willie Cauley Stein style at 10 and 5. He had a couple blocks, a couple of steals. Very handy. Just on the down low, having himself a not a bad year. Anyway, Indy are 8 and 6. Dallas, 7 and 7. Big win for them. Another big win was for Philly over Boston. Pick this one, 117-109. Embiid had an amazing game. There was a threat of a Marcus Smart takeover at the start of the fourth. But as with most Marcus Smart takeovers, it fizzled out in a rain of missed shots. fell short. The free throw disparity was funny. Embiid just absolutely thrashed Boston in the post, though. And Marcus Smart complained after the game, "Oh, we only shot 20 free throws and he shot 21. It's like, well, then go to the fucking rim, Marcus. Look, there are a couple of no calls where you're like, oh, shit, that's a bit weird. Jaylen Brown had a couple as well as Smart, but Jesus. Embiid put in the work, got a couple of iffy ones here and there, but shit, 21 free throws he took. Not bloody bad. Still a few moments in the last minute or so when Boston were right in this. Pritchard hit an open, he had an open three. It would have cut it to three with not, you know, 20-odd seconds left. Missed it, though. Philly hold on. End up winning by eight. Big win for Philly. Got to beat a shorthanded Boston, and they did. Simo still looked a bit sketchy. He had two charges in the third quarter to put him to five fouls. And you're like, Simo, mate, you're not doing yourself any favors about not getting traded from Philly. I'm just saying. And there were times when Philly looked better with Matty T. Matisse Thybulle running the point there for time. So I don't know, man. Tricky team. Tricky times. 30 of 20 were the Celtics from the free throw line. Oh, but Embiid shot more free throws than we did as a team. Well, fucking hit some more as well, you dickheads. You missed 7. You had 16 turnovers as well. Jaylen Brown had 26 points. Marcus Smart had 25. This is the problem. Sometimes Jaylen Brown, you're like, dude can't miss. He's a gun. He shot 10 of 24. Look, Jason Tatum's not here. We need you to go a little bit more efficient than this, Jaylen. 3 of 10 from 3. Just not quite the game you expected. Kemba is back, though, which was nice to see. He had a really, really good game. 19 points, 6 assists. Shot 6 of 15 from the floor, but 5 of 9 from deep. Pretty bloody good. Danny Tice off the bench, 23 and 10. He was awesome. Battling Manu Imanu against Joel Embiid, 10 of 11. Tristan Thompson, 2 points, 9 rebounds. Got straight killed by... old mate Embiid.
So he got straight killed
a couple of times. Embiid's like, he's too small. And then Thompson scored on him the other end. Joel, come on, mate. Jaylen Brown, I think, gave out the old, he's too small. And Simo as well. What the fuck are we doing? El Jefe Teague, he's shit ass. But the Celtics just didn't get enough from their bench to beat a team like Philly when they're shorthanded. So boom. Sixers got 42 and 10 from Embiid. He was unreal. We'll talk about him again in a second. Tobias Harris at 22. Did any of them come in important moments of the game, Jimmy? Well, in a surprise twist, no. No, they didn't. Woo! Tobias the Never Nude. 12 points, all on fours from Danny Green. Not the boxing, went 4 of 8 from downtown. Good job. Simo had 11, 8, and 8. We'll talk about him later. Tyrese Maxey, 0 of 4 from the floor for the rookie. Luckily, Shake had 16 off the bench. And I feel like Matty T, he went 0 of 3 from the floor, all of which were from downtown. But he had 4 steals and a block and did a lot of good stuff in his time. So Boston, they dropped to 8-5. Philly, 10-5. Atlanta win an absolute pearler against Detroit in overtime, 123-115. Atlanta were down 17, went on a 24-7 run to get it to overtime. Absolutely remarkable stuff. John Collins smashed Jeremy Grant, blocked his shot, forces overtime. Detroit even led by 5 in OT, and then they just fell apart. Most of which was to do with Mason Plumlee just being shit at basketball. But also, like, Clint Capella's just dunking everything. John Collins is hitting everything. He got fouled on a three-point shot, and it's just like Kevin Huerta starts knocking in shots. You're like, yeah, it's over. Trey had 38, and it barely looked like he broke a sweat. It was wild. Jeremy Grant, though, for the Pistons, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. It's remarkable that a team has turned over, like, the star role on their team to just someone as, like, previously thought of as, like, oh, he's all right, mediocre-ish as Jeremy Grant. And now he's out there absolutely fucking crushing it. So good job, Jeremy. I'm proud of you. Blake Griffin, 17, 7 and 4. Still just doesn't have much lift. 2 of 4 from 3 at least. Wayno Ellington had 16 points, went 4 of 9 from 3. D-Rose, 14 points on 15 shots. Not great from D-Rose, especially late. Had a really bad turnover that basically cost them the game. Not much, you know, Sadiq Bey or Sekou Doumbouya or even Shvi. Don't know what Dwayne Casey's doing there in Detroit, but here we are. The Hawks, I mean, Trey, 38 points, 10 assists, 4 rebounds. Pretty bloody good. Only 3 of 5 from deep, and he got the 38 points. Jeez, but the big story is Clint Capella, 27 points, 26 rebounds, 12 offensive rebounds, 5 blocks. Shot 10 of 18. This was Atlanta's first 25-25 game since Dikembe. Back in 1999, and he is the first player since Shaq to have 25 points, 25 rebounds, 5 blocks in a game back in 2004 against Milwaukee. He's the ninth player in NBA history to have 25-plus, 25-plus, 5-plus. Jesus, not bloody bad. Jordan Collins, that's a tall cocktail, 31-11 and a block that saved the game. Kevin Huerta, he's coming along nicely. 17 points, no Hunter, no Reddish. A Congui good out there. Their draftee, pretty good. 2 points, 6 rebounds in 14 minutes. And Rondo, back to being irrelevant. Rondo, always fun to see. Detroit, 3-11. Atlanta, 7-7. Miami beat Toronto. The Tampa Bay's Raptors, 111-102. Nailed this call yesterday. Just too many defensive answers on Miami for Toronto. Lowry struggled. So did Fred. Siakam just couldn't shake loose at all. And Miami got one of those random Kendrick Lamar Nun games where he can't miss and just fucking fills it up. The Heat also ran a shit ton of their offense through their big men. They shot 18 of 40 from three. That's pretty bloody good versus 16 of 49. So yeah, good win for Miami. Feel like they've got Toronto's number. What do you think? The Raps end up shooting under 40%. That won't do it. Siakam at 18-6. Lowry shot 2 of 12. Oof. Including 1 of 10 from downtown. He had 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 8 points. Yoosh. 24 for Fred VanVleet of the Fighting VanVleet. Oh, Jimmy, that's not bad. He shot 7 of 18. Not great. 9 assists, 2 turnovers. That's not too bad. The OG, Anunoby, 18-7 for him. Terrence Davis, 16 points off the bench. Norm! Couldn't get cooking, though. Nor could Chris Bobby Boucher. Game over for Toronto if they can't really fill it up. Heat, Kendrick Lamar Nunn, as mentioned, 28 points, 9 of 12 from the floor. Great game. He's been shit of late as well, so it was well overdue. Bam! At 14, 13, and 7. Just doing a little bit of everything. Goran the Flog, Dragic, 17 and 5. I'd like to have a beer with Duncan. Because he hit four threes. There we go. 4 of 6 threes, at least. And Kelly the Hoosier Olynyk had 15, 8, and 8. I love playmaking Kelly Olynyk. That's awesome. Toronto dropped to 5 and 9. Miami, 6 and 7. Orlando beat Minnesota on an absolute belter of a Cole Anthony game-winning three. You could see it unfurling as it was happening. Jared Vanderbilt misses 2 free throws at the very end. Either one of them pretty much, you know, make sure that Minnesota can't lose. Ice cold, Anthony. Ice cold. Grabs the loose ball, runs it up, off balance three. Fucking boom. I already like him 400 million times better than his shit dad, Greg. Gee, Greg, go get busted for hooking up with prostitutes again. But this was the thing. It was like the first time Orlando had led since the second quarter. The Wolves bottled it in the fourth quarter. The Magic even, like, had a chance to go ahead on the previous possession, fucked it up. Fournier just fucking looked away off an open three, gave it to Air Gordon, who then bricked the three. Then Minnesota, they get the 2 free throws to salt it away to Vanderbilt. Misses both. Ice cold. Takes it up the other way. Game over. You deserve that, Minnesota. D'Lo, 19 points and 17 shots. Gugh. 7-17. D'Lo. It's my team now. Beasley went 5 of 15 for 13 points. Jesus. Naz Reid at 13 points. Anthony E.R. Edwards needs a bit of a fucking adrenaline shot to his basketball career. The number one pick. 3 of 14. Who do you think you are, Lonzo? 1 of 4 from downtown. How's this, though? For a dude who's this athletic and ostensibly is like a lead guard, 8 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks. Anthony E.R. Edwards, mate, the fuck is that? For the Magic Man, Vooch had 28, 8 and 4, 13, 9 and 7 for Air Gordon. Cole Anthony, not bad. I love Cole. He was awesome after the game as well. His interview was just off the fucking chain. He's unreal. Can we get him to commentate games instead of his shitty dad? For 13 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and an ice cold game winner. Fournier back after his absence. Don't Google me, Evan Fournier. 24 points, 9 of 21 overall. T-Ross, 4 of 14. What are you doing? He fouled out in 24 minutes. Either way, Orlando finally broke their 6-game losing streak. Minnesota still stuck. They're 3-10. Orlando now 7-8. Phoenix beat Houston in a weird game where, like, Phoenix looked to have them absolutely fucking dead and buried. Then Houston just could have kind of kept clawing back. 109-103. They're a weird team. Like, no John Wall. Victor Oladipo just keeps them in it. Christian Wood keeps them in it. Like, they were getting killed and then bang, out of nowhere. It's like down to 7 in the third quarter from, you know, Christian Wood going hammer and tongs. He looked like he was going to be done for the game. He twisted his ankle and you're like, oh, shit. They got it down to 6 in the fourth, and then it was 4, and then it was 2, all in the last couple of minutes, and they just couldn't close it out. Devo Booker, you know, a couple of drives, a couple of free throws. Christian Wood couldn't hit a 3, then Victor Oladipo couldn't hit one. And the run was ended because the game was over. And then they just... Victor took like a fucking 34-footer. And then they just dribbled it out. It's like, you're only down 6. I feel like... what are you doing? I don't know. Whatever. Weird game. Rockets lose. What? You had Oladipo, 22 points on 22 shots. Eric Gordon, 22 points on 20 shots. And 20 points on 18 shots for Christian Wood. So... not the world's most efficient outing for the fellas there, but Wood ends up with 20 and 11. No one else gets into double figures. Boogie, 14 minutes, 3 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Not bloody good enough, if you ask me. PJ Tucker out of sorts at the moment. 2 points, just wants to be, you know, try to do his pal Harden's team there in Brooklyn, doesn't he? They were 10 of 31 overall from 3, shot 42%. Yeah, you'll lose that in the game against the Suns, won't you? 24 for Booker. 26 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 blocks, though, for DeAndre Ayton. Not bloody bad, DeAndre. Not bloody bad at all. Chris Paul has 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. 11 for Jay Crowder off the bench as well. 10 points for Cam Payne. Bring the pain. And 8 each for Cam Johnson and Miles Bridges. So, look, good win for Phoenix. They look like they had this fucking dead and buried, but Houston just sort of stuck around. It was kind of a fun game. You can give it a peek. I'd heartily recommend it. 4-9 of the Houston Rockets. 8-5 are your Phoenix Suns. What else did we have? We had San Antonio losing to Golden State 121-99. This was a bit of a laugher. Golden State sort of jumped them early. And the Spurs, like, they tried to fight back. They tried to fight back, and they just couldn't get over the hump. DeJounte Murray had 22 points, 6 rebounds. 15 points for DeRozan there. LaMarcus Aldridge, 4 points on 2 of 8 shooting. And I kind of mentioned this the other day. They're kind of pushing DeMar and LaMarcus aside, right? 25 minutes for DeMar, 23 for LaMarcus, 8 shots each. 15 points for DeMar, 4 for LaMarcus. It's probably a good thing. Just saying. Lonnie Walker couldn't hit the fucking side of a barn. He was 1 of 6. Keldon Johnson couldn't hit anything either. He was 0 of 7 to start. Ends up 2 of 12. For his 12 points. And Rudy Gay, 11 points. Teenage Mutant Jakob Poeltl, 10 points. Just not enough for the Spurs, though, at all. Especially when, look, Steph Curry's out there crushing. He has 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. But James Wiseman was out there just dunking fucking everything. They draw his man, find him, and he just dunk it. It was awesome. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. His best game. 18 points for Wigo, just crushing it. Left, right, and center is Wigo now. 16 for Oubre. The Warriors are fun, man. They're wearing the We Believe jerseys. It looked awesome. It was fun. They smoked the Spurs, and it's just like old times. But the Spurs just couldn't hit anything in this game. It was wild. They shot 37%. They went 4 of 33 from downtown. 4 of 33. The Warriors went 15 of 38. Yeah. Won't quite do it, I'll tell you. And then the fight. Oh, what are they? So that's the Spurs now dropped to 8 and 7. And the Warriors just behind them, 8-6, or ahead of them, I guess, because they've got less losses. 8-6, the Warriors, good shit. And then the final game of the day, the Clippers shit pump the Sacramento Kings, 115-96. Again, second quarter and third quarter, the Clippers just went, would you guys fuck off? We want to go home. And that was exactly what happened. Ran away within the third. De'Aaron Fox put up a bit of a fight, 25.7 assists, but no one else really did much. Tyrese Halliburton couldn't get going. 4 of 11 for his 11 points. Marvie Bagges only had 10 and 8. 13 for Buddy Hield. Steph Buddy Hield. 5 of 12 shooting for Buddy. What are you doing, mate? Not great. But still, just not enough there for the Kings. Lot of turnovers. 18 turnovers, and they just got straight killed.
So he got straight killed.
On the boards as well. 48-39 for the Clips. Who did good stuff for them? Oh, you know who it was. Kawhi. Yeah, 32 points, 6 steals with those giant fucking clams of his. Gave him the clamps. 13 of 22 he shot. Paul George, he had 19 points and 12 assists. He was really good in this game. 8 of 14, 2 of 5 from downtown. The Duckman, Luke Kennard, shot 4 of 6. He had 9 points off the bench. Zoobs at 11 and 12 as well. Love me some Zoobs. But that was it. Like, it didn't matter. The Clippers just fucking killed him. 11 points for Nick Batum. Oh, remember that I am good at basketball again. No. They went 16 of 35 from downtown. Absolutely cruising. Lou Williams doesn't have to do shit this year. Played 15 minutes, scored 6 points, went 2 of 4 from 3. He's laughing. Pat Bev had 2 of 4 from 3. Paul George goes 2 of 5. Batum 3 of 5. Kawhi 3 of 5. Laughing. Good win. Spurs cruise. Sacramento dropped to 5 and 10. They might be the world's most entertaining 5 and 10 team. They at least, though, didn't give up 120 points in this because no one hit a shot in the fourth quarter. So the Clips jump up to 11 and 4. Good shit for them. Cruising along, let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a night. That's a night.
Sex man. Yeah, he's going to win it. But also, look, the Supercharged Zinger Burger, I'll tell you what, pretty bloody good today.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Third game back, goes 27-13 with 4 assists on 12 of 15 shooting. Not bad. Joel Embiid, 42 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block. Shoots 12-19 from the floor. Only 1 of 5 from downtown. Classic Embiid. 17-21 from the stripe. Jesus. But also, I think this game was indicative and weird. You're like, wow. This is exactly what Philly would want in a playoff series and why they'd be kind of like circling the idea of playing Boston at full strength and going, yeah, let's fucking dance, motherfuckers. Because Boston, oh, we've got Tristan Thompson. All right, cool. Embiid just fucking buried him. Like, what do we, 42-10. Cool, man. Danny Tice went off and you still got beaten. I don't know. It's crazy. This was Simo playing like shit. No Seth Curry. You're missing Tatum on Boston, missing a couple of other dudes too, but geez. Don't know. The other one's Ice Cole. That game winner was something else. His interview after the game was absolutely unreal. He's just a fucking live wire, and I love him. My little Ice Cole Anthony, he's awesome. And Colin, the sex man Sexton, gets this. 20 straight points. Just went, oh yeah, cool. 2 MVPs, a bunch of titles. However many scoring titles between the three of you dickheads, fuck you, I'm Colin Sexton. He also blocked the shit out of KD at a fast break back in the second quarter. That was delish. But 42 points, a career high, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He was absolutely fucking remarkable. I don't know if I can overstate how good he was in this game. But down that stretch, 20 consecutive points, just turns into Johnny Storm, shoots 16-29 from the floor. 5 of 11 from downtown. 2 steals a block. Only 1 turnover. Plus 14. Turns it on and kicks the fuck out of Brooklyn. Sex man goes bam! Unreal. Cleveland. What a fucking show that was.
Cleveland!
Great job, sex man. Great job. Who is Spud of the Night, however?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Sammy Ogilvy. Look, Sammy only went 0 of 1, but he played 22 minutes. Sammy, what are you doing, mate? What are you doing? TLC, as I mentioned, don't go chasing waterfalls if you can't hit a fucking shot. Timothy Lualu Cabarro, the bloke I sat next to at the NBA draft when he got drafted. One of my favorites, but mate, 0 of 6 in a game that you lose in double overtime. You're killing me, TLC. Calden Johnson went 0 of 7 against Golden State before he finally hit 2, ends up 2 of 12. Not ideal, Calden. Big Buddha Kalari, mentioned him earlier. What was that, 2 of 12? Yeesh. That's a rough one. 1 of 10 from downtown. And Anthony E.R. Edwards, Jesus. 3 of 14. I've already said my piece, but you got to do a bit better than that. You need to just fucking impact the game in other ways, Anthony. What are you doing, mate? Lots of spuds. A lot of amazing, amazing, amazing showings today. Also, a couple of spuds right there for you. All right, what about old mate no mates, though?
Old mate no mates.
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 Who's got no mates today? Well, it was Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon there for a second. Fournier gives up the open-ass three for the lead with 10 seconds left, kicks it to Gordon, misses. Magic foul. All right, game's over. They lose to Minnesota. That's embarrassing. Cole Anthony goes, nah, fuck yes, boom. So, look, Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier, look, just fucking dodge a bullet because of Cole Anthony. And this one's just got to go to ESPN because 2 days after the TNT shit show of Marv Albert breathing into the microphone and having literally fucking zero basketball noise on a telecast of a basketball game on Martin Luther King Day, turning it into the fucking shittiest podcast in the world, Marv Albert and Chris Webber. Awesome. They're going to fucking continue to get shit wrong and say dumb shit. And today we got ESPN where it was Mark Jones basically calling the game through his fucking phone for half the game. What a slap in the face for the NBA to be sitting there going, this is the time. The NFL's right at the pointy end of its season. This is our time to shine. TNT shit the bed with Marv Albert and fucking Chris Webber on MLK Day. And then, in an absolute rip snorter of a game where Mark Jones is calling it and he's on the fucking speakerphone. Like, what is happening? The NBA's got to be fucking ropeable at their media partners at the moment. Just go, what the fuck are you doing, you idiots? Because there should be far more outcry about how fucking horrible this has been. That first half tonight for ESPN was absolutely unlistenable. Like, Mark Jones sounded fine. Not Mark Jones, Mark Jackson sounded fine. Mark Jones, though, nah, no good. Ugh, it was absolutely gross and fucked, and they're definitely old mate, no mates. And there should be far more outcry than there was, I reckon. Pantsing of the night, the Nets! The Nets got pants by their own draft pick. Don't forget, Colin Sexman Sexton was the last pick of theirs that got used by Boston, and it was in the Kyrie trade, who's now on Brooklyn. The bloke was wearing Kyrie's old number, and he lit him up. That is amazing. Woo! The Nets definitely just got dacked by the principal. Or maybe they got dacked by like the weird, shitty like year 7 kid that they'd sort of started picking on, and then boom. Year 7 kid just like came up with a fucking hilarious, you know, devious scheme and dacked him in front of everybody. Great shit, Cleveland. Sook of the night, Marcus Smart. Oh, beat alone. He shot 21 free throws. We only shot 20. We can't beat them and the refs. Oh, fucking suck it up, you flopping idiot, Marcus Smart. Oh, we only got 20 free throws. Yeah, well, stop fucking flopping everywhere. And maybe, like, the fucking ref would go, oh, that was a foul, as opposed to you flopping again, you idiot. Better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, the sex man. Yep. Not only because he hit that clutch-ass three, but also because he hit a three. Lonzo went, what, 0 of 7 the other day? Lonzo's also only taken 19 shots at the rim so far this year and he's only attempted 12 free throws in 10 games. 19 shots at the rim and 12 free throws. That free throw rate is 115 out of the 122 players have started at least 10 games. That is fucking horrible. So I'm going to give this to the sex man because he dropped 42, 5 and 5 on the big three Nets. And Ice Cole Anthony, rookie, game winner, also hit a three, something that Lonzo just can't do. Boom. Sex Man and Ice Cole Anthony. You get a couple of awards tonight. The NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night and better than Lonzo Ball. Right, let's do some YNRs right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kidd.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Some NBA Australia. Yeah, nah, they're brought to you by thedailyliquor.com from East Ninth Brewing. If you're in Melbourne, it's summer. It's getting hot. It's going to be fucking hot this weekend, so you better stock up on the booze. Really get into the weekend properly, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to be. Going up to visit the fam. Hang out. Drink some tins. I'll take some Red Devils up there with me, because I've got a few of them, because I ordered them at thedailyliquor.com and got some Red Devils, the DOS XPA. Great, great hot weather drinking beer. Tell you what. But either way, they've also got amazing cocktails, amazing wines. So if you're not into the beeros, if your missus isn't into it, boom, there's something for everybody. They got the party packs online too. Slab specials coming out there is, and just lots of great stuff. So in order to celebrate the return of NBA and get around a bit of summer, then boom, go to thedailyliquor.com, bang in the code STRAYA, and they will give you a free six-pack of the delicious, delicious Red Devils, the DOS XPA, the DOS Blockos XPA, the DOS Blockos X. Spend $20 there, and they'll give you a free sixer. How good is that? And you can use that code as many times as you want as well. That's the best part. Old brother-in-law Billy went absolutely hog wild and bought a shit ton of slabs the other day. Got his free sixer. He was stoked. Yeah, anyway. Remember, it's the Melbourne metro area. Same day delivery before noon. Go get around thedailyliquor.com right now. Smash the code Straya. Buy a sixer while you watch the Sixers. And away we go. Thank Jimmy later. Let's go, Jimmy. That was awesome. Thanks, man. Not a problem, pal. Right. Yeah, Nas, take a bunch of NBA storylines to start with more. Yeah, I'm on number one. I am Matty S. On Twitter, ask Jimmy. Yeah, nah, Harden decides Curry's a fuckhead and demands he's traded before Kyrie decides sharing sucks and he wants his own team again and demands a trade to the Knicks. Yeah, nah, look. To be honest, Harden's not going to go Kyrie's a fuckhead. I mean, no. Harden is going to go Kyrie's a fuckhead, but he's not going to demand a trade. Harden's going to be like, man, me and Kevin are like best mates. Kyrie's a fuck knuckle. Let's get him out of here. So that's what's going to happen. I'm going to talk about this Knicks thing in a second again, but Jesus. It is funny that Kyrie and KD, like, you know, negotiate and organize this move to the Nets together. Harden gets traded there suddenly. You're like, wow, he and KD look fucking amazing together. And then Kyrie rocks up and they lose to Cleveland. Cleveland, absolutely wild. The other flip side of this, should you be concerned about that defense if you're Brooklyn? Yeah, nah, fuck yeah, you should. You just got lit up by the team with literally the worst offensive rating in the NBA. Literally, Cleveland have the worst. That's right, Cleveland have the worst offensive rating in the entire NBA. They gave up 147 points. I know it's two overtimes, but it's still 147 fucking points to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
That is unbelievable. What do you think, Stephen A. Smith? I mean, holy shit.
What was that? What the hell was that?
I know, right? Can it be fixed though, Jimmy? Yeah, nah. Yeah, obviously. The first game with the big three. DeAndre Jordan over our man Jared Allen. Go the fro. Will ever, forever, forever, forever be weird to me that the Nets couldn't go, hey, Kevin, Kyrie, we're trading DeAndre because he's fucking shit. And we're keeping Jared because he's actually fucking good and can still play defense. But no, KD and Kyrie, no, we love DJ. He's our friend. Fuck him off, Sean. What are you doing? He's horrible. Anyway, the dude sucks. Sean Marks will have to swing a deal with the Dinwiddie contract to find a serviceable other big and probably bring in another hard-nosed wing dude, PJ Tucker. And look, I think this is the best part. They did the Harden deal early enough in this season where they're not scrambling to figure out the chemistry and figure out the D, you know, with the fucking playoffs looming. Like, we're not even at the halfway mark. We're not even, like, fucking scratching the halfway mark yet. Not even, what are we, about a quarter of the way? Not even that. So, this is a good call. They can probably fix it. Harden's looking engaged. But the big problem, I think, is there was actually, like, basically moments where they're like, well, let's actually lock in and play some D. And then they tried. And Larry Nance ends up with an open fucking three. And it's like, oh. Yeah, maybe Brooklyn are just bad and slow at defense. They got killed by Chetty Osman. 25-7-7 and Torian the Red Bull Prince knocking in wide open threes. Maybe, just maybe, having Steve Nash and Mike D'Antoni in charge of your fucking team isn't great for your defense. Just saying. Can they get the Matrix out of retirement? Would that fix it? Yeah, no, maybe not. Either way, look, it's one game. See how they go. Jez Oz asks, Jimmy, yeah, nah, LiAngelo is the only ball who will hit his projected ceiling, which he's already hit. Yeah, nah, to be honest, this is a great call because, yeah, Jello's already hit his ceiling of not an NBA player. And Lonzo, as I mentioned earlier, he's just a fucking head case at this point. I don't know if so many episodes of Better Than Lonzo Ball, but it might have gotten to him. I still have hope for Lonzo. This is what, look, and that's why I'm better than Lonzo Ball. Like, I remember Lakers fan Tim asked me, like, why he's still shitting on Lonzo. He's not even on the Lakers anymore. Well, look, part of it's about his dad. Part of it's because he was so ballyhooed coming into it. Also because it's a fucking fascinating case of a dude who's very clearly talented. Sometimes can shoot the fucking lights out and sometimes can't. It's awesome. But also, the flip side, so Jello hit his ceiling. Lonzo's fucked, but LaMelo... I think the fun part of this question is that, like, what is LaMelo's ceiling? Who knows? Like, his passing is amazing, but his playmaking is sometimes a bit fucking weird and shitty. He's massive. You know, he'll be racking up triple-doubles pretty okay, right? If he can shoot. And that's the big question. Can he shoot? Can he put it all together? And can he be a fucking menace? Can he be an all-star? Or is he going to be like his big brother and struggle with his shot forever and be like a sort of Fultzian character of, like, all right, well... He's kind of rad, but we can't... Maybe, look, he's a part of the team. He's not the leader or the star of the team. I don't know. I feel like LaMelo has, like, superstar potential still. And it's all going to depend on that shot. Why can't MJ just get in the fucking gym with him and go, come on, man. This is what we do. Right, unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Those Oakland and We Believe jerseys. The Golden State are fucked. But Jimmy, they look awesome. Yeah, they do. But it's also a fucking kick in the teeth to Oakland because you just took their team and moved them to San Francisco. I don't know if you've ever been to San Fran, but it's a fucking prick to go from the old Oracle Arena to, like, the new place. And this was their entire thing. The We Believe Warriors had such a great fan base of such, like, an old school, awesome Golden State Warriors sort of fan base. To the Warriors of, like, the last, what, 10 years, it's very different. And for them to, like, fucking flaunt that We Believe vibe and those jerseys and have Oakland, the gall to have Oakland on their court when they're in San Francisco is fucked. Ugh. Bonus unpopular opinion of the day. I don't know if this is unpopular, but Brooklyn, what the fuck are you doing? Foul. You're up three. They had one foul to give. They gave it. 5 seconds. Foul again. You're up three. You know what they can't do? Tie the game with only two free throws. It's like, oh, but they're going to have to hit a three and then force overtime. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did. You know what happens if you fucking foul? They can hit two. They're still down one. You've got the ball again. They have to foul you to get the ball back. Then you're probably going to go back up three again. And then they're probably out of time. So you don't even end up in overtime. This isn't fucking rocket surgery. I thought fucking D'Antoni and Steve Nash are meant to be geniuses. Foul when you're up three. Look, usually I'm kind of like, let's roll the dice. But not in a game where, like, oh, the sex man is going to be, like, fucking out here kicking your ass. Obviously, you can't see that coming. But I don't know. Just play the fucking averages here. Foul. You're up three. They can't win the game from there. Basically. Right. Outback Takehouse. It's Thursday at Outback, and you know what that means? Oh, yeah, 2-for-1 Bloomin' Onions. Oh, fuck you fat American bastards. Can't believe you eat this shit. All we do in Australia with a fucking onion is chop her up, have a bit of a cry, and then throw it on the fucking barbie, cook it till it's black as a dog's guts, and then chuck it on a fucking saucy. Like, it's simple as that. We don't fucking deep fry it, you fat pricks. Jesus, you deserve everything you got with Trump. Only at Outback. Whoa. Shit. Today's flame grill take is, if I were Sean Marks, and I am, I would 100% be kicking the tires on a deal to send Kyrie Irving to the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City. Gotta go get that depth, Kiwi mate. Only at Outback. To be honest, I'm kind of here for it. Julius Randle, give me Mitch Robinson, and whatever, Dennis Smith Jr., whatever other shitty contracts you now want to get rid of, New York, and you can have Kyrie. He's all yours. He's all yours. Who says no? Maybe that should be a segment. Who says no? That's a good one. Right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Australian Player Watch right after. How about Rowdy?
Hi, this is Ryan Brockhoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. You'd love me hearing me yell about Knowable. And look, Knowable's awesome. Chris Paul, Scott Kelly, Alexis Ohanian, smart people. Use and create on Knowable. It's a new app with the world's top experts. Teach new skills to you in bite-sized courses. They're short like podcasts. It's basically Spotify for learning shit, I like to think of it as. So you've got the dude from NASA teaching you about space. Chris Paul teaching you about like plant-based lifestyles and the performance benefits. Therefore, they give away. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian teaches how to launch a startup. Not bad. And there's over 100 other experts waiting to teach you something smart and something new. So if you want to get smart, like your mate Jimmy, download the Knowable app. Visit knowable.fyi. That's K-N-O-L. Jimmy, told ya, not very smart. K-N-O-W-A-B-L-E.fyi. Use your words, Jimmy. I had too much coffee today. Way too much coffee. Download the app. Use the code STRAYA. Get 20% off. Knowable's fucking grouse. Get around it right now. It's sick. I love Knowable. I get smarter every time I listen to it, so you should too. Right, Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. Big Simo Ben Simmons. 11-8-8 today in that win over Boston. He was pretty good until he just looks a little bit discombobulated at the moment, doesn't he? Those two fouls where he got up to five fouls were just pretty shit and dumb. He just basically hip and fucking shoulder Jaylen Brown in one of them. But two steals, three turnovers, 2 of 5 shooting. He did go 7 of 10 from the free throw line, which is good. He needs to get his confidence up at the free throw line so he can keep driving. And when it comes down to, like, you know, the hard nut times in the goddamn fourth quarter, he can keep driving and keep doing what he does best, which is drive and kick ass. Matty 2, Matisse Thybulle, 21 minutes. I thought he was really good. He shot 0 of 3, all of which were from downtown. He had 4 steals and a block. He was awesome. He also had 4 fouls, but I really, really liked his approach and how Philly looked with him on the court. So that was really cool. Patty Mills today. Look, it was a bit of a rough one after Patty Mills' great game the other day. 3 of 11, 0 of 7 from downtown for Patty. He has 6 points, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 1 turnover. He was a minus 5, which, to be honest, is like the third best on the Spurs today when they got killed by the Warriors. So there you go. But a tough one. He's been awesome up and down. He's been awesome. And then he's had a couple of little games where you're like, next time, Patty, next time. Bangers! 13 minutes for the Raptors today in their loss to Miami. 1 of 3 from downtown. That was all the shots he took. 1 of 3, all of which were from 3. So he ends up with 3 points. Also had 7 rebounds and 3 assists and 3 fouls in 13 minutes. Jesus, banger. Get in there. Dally got a mention today by Chetty Osman saying, hey, man, when we get all our dudes like Dally back, we're laughing. It's like, yeah, damn straight. Dante Exum, nothing there going for the Rockets yet. Still, obviously, you know, hurt his calf, out for probably, you know, a month or so at the least. Probably got another couple of weeks there. Greeny, though, another start today against Indy. He played 22 minutes in the win. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 7 shooting, 0 of 1 from downtown. Great stuff from Greeny. Absolutely love that. And if you were wondering what's going on with Kung Fu Thon, like, join the fucking club, because Kung Fu Thon, Thon was actually listed randomly on the Cavs box score on ESPN. It's like, well, that's a bit of a fuck up, but oh, it's nice to see his name. Anyway, let's do a bit of Kiwi Corner and see what Stephen Adams, the big Kiwi's been up to in the, not so much the Australian Player Watch, but the Kiwi Player Watch. That's why we call it Kiwi Corner. So, look, I think I mentioned in yesterday's show, he was not too bloody bad for the old Pelicans against the Yaz and Jingling Joe Ingles. But in the last week, he's had an all right run. He had his triple-double, but then in the last week, he has dropped a 12-6-5 against the Clippers. Only had 4 points and 4 shots against the Lakers in the big loss by the Pelicans there. He had 12 points, 15 rebounds, and 4 assists against the Kings in an absolute pearler of a game. And then he had 6 points, 9 rebounds, nice, against the Yaz yesterday to go with the steal and an assist. So for the season, he's basically at his OKC numbers of 9.8 points, 9 rebounds a game, 2.6 assists, which is a little bit up, which is good, but his PR is 67th in the league. So let's go, Stephen Adams. Not bloody bad. Not bloody bad. Right, let's do the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter appreciation post or whatever, the Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Oh, right. Well, it's a pretty easy one today because it's actually Dally. And Dally hasn't really actually been out there tweeting much, which is probably fine because he's dealing with a concussion. The last thing you need to be doing with a concussion is looking at screens. So he hasn't tweeted since basically the start of the year. Tweet out today, Kevin Love tweeted, Young Bull at Colin Sexton went off tonight. 42-piece. Bull emoji. Dally retweeted that with just 3 flames emoji. And you just know that he feels pretty great. Because his little mate, Sex Man, is out there tearing it up just like a young deli would. And you love to see it. Right! Game previews for tomorrow.
Game previews!
Oh, thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. What do you reckon's going to happen with the paint on your car?
Mate, fucked if I know. Don't know if it fell off somebody's car, onto mine, or some lunatic has just run up and thrown paint on my car. Luckily, I've got a high-pressure hose, and I cleaned it all off, and she should be right. But still, I'm going to have to get it properly fucking detailed and shit. Tell you what. Anyway, what a world. Today's picks were at 5 of 9, which wasn't too bad. And it was because Philly just sort of, you know, pushed out that big win. I missed on the Dallas pick and missed on Brooklyn. So, and Houston missed out by half a point, or else I would have nailed that. So a bit of a shame. And same with Sacramento covering against the Clips. So there were the 4 that I missed. But anyway, look, we're still cruising along this year. 149 of 264. It's pretty bloody good if you ask me. So let's have a look at tomorrow's games. We have, as mentioned earlier, some absolute rippers. We've got the Lakers taking on the Milwaukee. I heard it's Algonquin for the Goodland Bucks. And the Bucks are 1-point favorites at home against the Lakers. The big question for Milwaukee is really always going to be, can they score enough? How is there, you know, scoring efficiency in the fourth quarter? How does Jrue Holiday help them against the Lakers? Is Giannis going to be checking LeBron? Is it going to be, or is he checking AD? What do we look like? I just kind of feel like the Lakers match up really, really, really well against the Bucks. Middleton, you can throw him on LeBron if you need to. You can move Giannis to AD, but then what happens to Lopez? 1-point favorites at home, Milwaukee. I'm going to talk myself into Milwaukee. I think the Lakers, we saw it against Golden State. Sometimes they sort of turn around and you're like, oh shit, they don't have enough scorers outside of Jermaine Rondo and Dennis Schroeder. And if LeBron and AD aren't really on one, it can be a little bit tough. And let's see Milwaukee's defense at home against the Lakers. O. Bring it on. It's basically a bit of a coin flip. I'm going to take the Bucks. They're the home team. I kind of think they're not as good, but I think they might win this one. Should be interesting. The New York City Knickerbockers of New York City take on the Golden State Warriors. Golden State playing on a back-to-back. Golden State are 5.5-point favorites. I might take the Knicks here, plus 5.5. It's a lot of points. Even if Golden State win this against the Knicks, considering it's a back-to-back, I feel like the Knicks have a pretty good shot at winning it, or at least keeping it pretty close, because Golden State, who knows? Like, they might rest Steph, which seems like it would be smart. They still have weapons, though. Draymond, Oubre, Wigo, Wiseman. But the Knicks, they've sort of turned a little bit of the corner. They've been pretty good. I mean, they killed the fucking Celtics the other day. So give me the Knicks plus 5.5. It's just probably a few too many points. If the Warriors even do sort of eke this one out on a back-to-back, I think it should be close then. And then the other game, we've only got the 3 games, Pelicans-Utah. The Pelicans are 6.5-point underdogs against Utah in Utah. I'm going to take Utah because they are fucking killing teams at the moment. They're on an absolute fucking tear. Jingles is back. He played the fucking game of his season so far yesterday. So I'm kind of on board with Utah. Let's go. Let's see what Conley can do. And we've seen this story before. You know, Utah going, oh, that's pretty cool to see the Pelicans. We just beat them. Let's do it again. They've won 6 straight. They beat the Pelicans by 16 the other day in, you know, Utah. So what do you reckon? Can they do it again? 6.5? I'm going to say, yeah, they're pretty bloody good. So give me Utah -6.5. But then, this is the thing, isn't it? These weird baseball series where the team's been there for a little while. Utah, it's a little bit of altitude. The Pelicans might have acclimatized now. But at the same time, the Jazz have been at home for a couple of days, hanging out. Pretty comfortable. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Pelicans do cover or win, but I've got a little bit more faith in Utah actually killing teams at the moment. And that's what they're doing. So give me Utah -6.5. And we will talk about all those tomorrow. Go to PlayUp Australia, playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Get around all their NBA specials. And remember, gamble responsibly. Don't be a dickhead. And that's it for today. We're back tomorrow. because we're back daily, baby. Woo! Love that. I mean, we will be, apart from on Australia Day, but, you know, just saying. Need a day off. back tomorrow. Big weekend preview. We'll wrap up those games. It'll be really fun. Make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG. Go listen to NFL Australia. Really good episode this week. Me and Gaz breaking down the championship round. Really happy with this. Go smash NBAAustralia.com/shop. Buy a hoodie. Buy some merch. Buy a t-shirt. The logo t-shirts are delicious. Oh, and also I think the nickname t-shirts are still on sale. So go get that. Chuck us a rating review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on your Android phone. Whatever phone you've got. If you can rate and review, just do it, would you? TheDailyLiquor.com. Go there. Use the code STRAY. Get a free sixer on your mate Jimmy. Knowable.fyi, get 20% off getting smarter. And big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their album Running Out of Time is out now. Also, big thanks to Joshua De La Renta's Fascinated Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa Section, I Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Give them all a smash from Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, whatever. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Right, we're going to close out with a new Diary of Stephen Adams today. And we... we'll catch you later, you dickheads. I might clean some fucking paint off my car some more. What do you reckon? maybe it was Bogey. Maybe you listen to Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. I'm going to fucking find that Jimmy. I'm going to fucking bash him, mate. All right, this is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And don't throw paint on my car. And also, later, hosen. Oh, kia ora, brew. It's Stephen Adams here, brew, eh? Just popping in for my weekly diary entry, brew. So here goes, eh? Oh, dear diary, it's me, brew, Stephen Adams, eh? I'll put you in that, eh? Because you're my diary, brew. And you know all my deep, dark secrets, brew. Like how I changed all of Zion, my best friend's toothpaste, with butter. And now he's freaking out, brew, because brushing his teeth has never been so delicious. But he's also put on 14 kilos in the last week and a half, brew. But shush, don't tell anybody. So, okay, brew, quiet week for us here in New Orleans. That weird Lonzo kid, he's back, and his dad keeps yelling to the cooch Stan to play him some more, and cooch Stan just keeps saying, oh, shut up, dickhead, and fuck off, and throws him out of the facility every time. Oh, mate, it's funny as. And that bloke Lonzo's dad just fucking, he's frothing at the mouth, brew. It's hilarious. But yeah, everyone else is really good. Hey, my best friend Zion's playing really well, and so is my other friend Brendan. But we just can't seem to win too many games at the moment, eh, brew? So, look, it'll be okay. And I mean, as my stint as a castaway at that island, brew, taught me, there's plenty of time to fix things, as long as you have someone to eat. But also, maybe it'll just take one of us making my famous winning time pavlova using my mum's recipe, eh? And maybe that'll sort everyone out. Oh, and speaking of which, brew, I actually got a letter from my mum today, too. She finally tracked me down, brew, because I forgot to tell her I got traded, eh? So, anyway, it says, dear Stephen, it's your mum, but you knew that anyways because of the return address, eh? Anyway, I hope this letter finds you well, brew. My last one to your house in UKC got sent back, and I was mental worried about you, eh? Just going mental I was. But then your brother said that you'd been traded or something, and they read it on the internet, brew. So I spoke to your friend Zion's mum, and she gave me her address, so I'm sending you this letter. So, things are fine here in Wellington. Your 37 brothers and sisters are well, but your cousin Rongo's back in jail. This time he held up a fish and chop shop, brew, because he wanted some flake, and they gave him blue grenadier, brew, so he went back and held him up with a roll of sticky tape. I don't know what to tell you, Stephen, but there's something not quite right with your cousin Rongo, eh? Anyway, everything else is fine. Hope you're well. Lots of love, Mum. Oh, how sweet is that, brew? Oh, better write back to her soon, eh? Maybe ask her if she's got any gumbo recipes I could maybe steal, eh? Because they love gumbo here in New Orleans. My mate Zion, my best friend, he eats so much gumbo that we basically have a big pot of it all the time and he just fucking ladles it into his head, brew. Anyway, I better go now. I've got a winning time pavlova to make, I reckon, so that's what I might go do, eh? So, till next week, brew. Cheer, cheer. Love. Stephen Adams, brew.